I'm not really sure why I signed up for my first bike race. I was terrible at school and terrible at sports. I had very little coordination, very small muscles, and I was a good 6 inches shorter than the next smallest kid in my class. Athletic would be the last term anyone used to describe me. In short, I had the academic and athletic talent of a rain-soaked worm. So how, or even why, at 12 years old, I decided to make bike racing my big adventure, I have no idea. But it happened. On an early July morning in 1986, my parents drove me from beige suburban Denver up to scenic blue-skied Boulder. I was racing the Red Zinger Mini Classic, a week-long stage race for kids, fashioned after the famous Coors Classic stage race. The opening stage was a time trial. I wasn't really familiar with the discipline, and I wondered if just riding on a lonely road all by myself was really what I'd signed up for. Noticing how nervous and focused my competitors were, I retreated to the back of my parents' station wagon and wrestled with Angie, our cuddly Bedlington Terrier. Perhaps I was more of a bike rider than a bike racer. Sure, I loved riding my bike around to visit friends and girls I had crushes on, but racing to win? These kids looked bigger, meaner, and stronger. They looked like hungry wolves to me. I timidly rolled over to the start line, honestly not understanding what I was in for. It seemed simple enough, ride 5 miles from A to B as fast as you can. Yet, as in my nature, I'd overthought the whole ordeal, and I'd felt like sliding back to my family Oldsmobile and asking Mom and Dad to take me home. But off I went, riding into the unknown territory of a solo race against the clock on Highway 36. Very soon after the start, some other rider went zipping past me. And soon after that, so did another. This bike racing deal matched the absolute lack of success at athletic exploits I'd experienced to date in my life. I was slow, very slow. We had set off in alphabetical order, and a few riders behind me was Chris Weary. Weary was a tall, handsome legend in 12-year-old Colorado bike racing folklore. He'd won just about every race he'd entered, and he commanded respect even among the other 12-year-old superstars hovering in the dirt parking lot that served as a start line. Of course, soon enough, he came whizzing past me on his way to winning another race. As he passed me, he yelled out, "Come on, dude, you gotta try a bit harder." It was quite embarrassing. Duly, I did attempt to keep up the pace and keep up with him. For all of about 100 feet, he left me gasping and wincing, half in shame and half in pain. I dragged myself across the finish line. I knew I hadn't done very well, but I figured I hadn't been caught by Weary too quickly, so maybe I'd finish somewhere in the middle of the 12-year-old category. I was being a bit too optimistic. My parents had brought a picnic to eat in between the morning time trial and the afternoon criterium race. We sat with all the other families, patiently waiting for the results of the morning time trial to come in. I ate a bologna and cheese sandwich and slurped down a soda, all while secretly feeding Angie scraps of the sandwich I wasn't fond of. Finally, they posted a sheet on the side of an outhouse in the park. My father and I reluctantly strolled over to see how I'd fared. Over all the craning necks and taller heads, I finally spotted my name at the very bottom of the list, the very last spot. I was crushed and embarrassed to even be there. I wanted to go home. I wanted to leave immediately. This was just the same as everything else I tried. I wasn't any good at it. Just like school, just like games in the playground, just like trying to fit in, I failed at all of them. And now I was at a failure at bike racing too. I just wasn't good at anything. I spoke to my mother and told her I wanted to leave immediately. I had no business being there. She was a sympathetic ear, just listening as I recounted how poor I was at bike racing and that maybe I just needed to leave and go home. Angie sensed that I was upset. She came over and started giving me little doggy kisses, trying to understand what was wrong. I gave her a long hug and hoped that we'd just get going, far away from this place and these people. Meanwhile, my mother and father were locked in conversation about something. It was clearly a heated discussion as I watched as Dad waved his arms around. My parents were never sports-minded. My father is an attorney with an acute love for the Constitution of the United States and a very strong sense of fairness. His love for reading and for justice was very strong and something he passed on to me. He loved helping people and going above and beyond to protect the rights of his clients. He was well-liked and respected. Often we'd be given firewood, chicken meat, or help around the house in lieu of payments for bills that his clients couldn't afford, clients that he'd opted to represent anyway. He was driven by the concept of equality for all, not by the love of money,